This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jazz
and Vic, and we're back with another Love Island. Some people say Love Island, like some people say it so different. Like some people say Love Island, some people say Love. I can't get it.
No,
I just heard some people say it differently, and then it's like the word negotiate. Like when I used to be a news reporter, some people would say negotiations. Like, it's so weird how people say things and you're like, and you want to, and it's like, I can't even correct you because I'm probably saying it wrong.
Anyways. Yeah, no, I wouldn't dare correct.
Yeah, I don't correct people.
What someone's saying, unless I know for sure, because then I'll be saying it haggy.
I'm always corrected, so that's why I'm always a little bit nervous about how I speak. So today I was speaking to my boss actually watches Love Island, and my boss is very well spoken, so... Every few weeks, my boss calls me to have a catch-up about the show.
Oh, that's cute.
I know, he's really fun. He's fun. And I get so nervous talking to him because I'm like, when you speak to people who are well-spoken, like I always get nervous. I'm thinking, are they thinking, gosh, this English is mad? Like, anytime I speak to middle-class people, I always get nervous. I'd probably be so nervous around that Priyo girl because I'd be thinking, she's probably I'm really common. And most times these people don't even think that, but sometimes...
But she actually said it. That's what made me
think. Oh, wait, what did she say?
Well, like, on today's episode, she said that she likes that Brett is well-spoken.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. Like what you like. You know, everybody has, you know, preferences. As the guys who prefer light-skinned girls or dark-skinned girls, so yeah, preference. So let's put preference here. But it's coming. Yeah. It is low-key classist, isn't it? It is. Saying that you want someone who's well-spoken because the connotations, you're basically saying that you want them to be Queen's English, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And also, where's he from? Because when you're like... I don't know, it's just mad because like sometimes you have these people from like up north, all that, and then just the way they speak, people automatically think that they're quote-unquote poor or they're quote-unquote dumb.
Yeah.
And it's like these, like even when Jake speaks, people will probably think, oh, I've seen people, oh, I can't hear what he's saying, I don't understand. Like, and I get that with accents sometimes, but sometimes it's also the connotation of they're not even speaking English. They're just speaking rubbish. But he's a water engineer. He's so obviously...
Water technician and all of that. Yeah.
So obviously he has some brain. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, let's get on to, you know, this is a weekly recap. Let's get on to... So the week probably started around... Yeah, go on.
I think of, like, you happen to be speaking about Jake. And I think the biggest gift he's given us is that meme.
Oh my god, do it, Jazz.
Do you think it's all me, yeah? Do you think it's all me?
The fact he said, yeah? Do you think it's all me, yeah? But I need to ask this question that I feel is relevant. Why did he do his fingers like that?
He was pointing in all different directions. That's how you know he was guilty. His guilt was all over his body, from the sweat to the color of his face to the hand movements. I even saw the sweat patches underneath his arms.
Oh my God, I peeped that too. I said he is stressed.
And was guilty as fuck. Word 50 Cent. Guilty.
not you adding your 50 standing to this shit. Oh my God. Like, he looked like, at one point, I thought he was going to combust. Like, I thought he was just going to, like, just burst. Like, it was mad. And do you know what? It makes sense because he did say when phase outburst happened, he said, and what's crazy was, he went from that to when he was talking to Liberty to be not red anymore. Like, he was still a bit sweaty, but he wasn't. So even though he was guilty as fuck, he still managed to control his anger.
Yeah.
And his anger wasn't even, in this case, it wasn't even justified, nor was FaZe. But do you know what I mean? Like, I have to give it to Jake that he was able to. Wow, this is the bar is low. He was able to be like, I'm angry. Someone took him away. He walked away from the girl. And he said to someone, I think he said it to Liam or Millie, to Liberty, I have a temper like Faye. I can blow my lid, but sometimes you just have to keep it in.
Yeah. And I think he said he can control it. That's what he said.
And you just look at people like Faye. Anyways, let's wheel it back to the movies, what they saw. Mm. So, unfortunately, a man like Dale had to go. I'm really gutted. Loved his style. Loved the way he carried himself. Really,
Dale looked hot. My gosh. The day that he was evicted... I keep saying evicted. Okay, it's not
evicted.
Big Brother.
I'm dead. No, let's stick with that. Let's stick with evicted, please.
The day he was evicted, he looked hot. My gosh, I was like, wow, you lot really sent him home. That's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. And I love the way he carries himself. Like, I don't even say that about people a lot, you know. Like, I don't really say that too tough. But he really does carry himself like a good somebody, you know. Yeah, I like him. And I also liked Abby from watching Unseen Bits. She has a lot of personality. And also, I have this thing where, I don't know if anybody else has it, where, you know, when you grow up with, you, or someone reminds you of someone else, so then you automatically like them. So, for example, if I met someone who gave me vibes of Jasmine, I would automatically love them, even though I don't know them too tough.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, what's her name? Abby reminds me of this girl I went to school with called Alicia, and she was the most loveliest woman. Girl, I say woman, we're literally kids. Girl, like, I still think she's such an angel. Like, just...
Aww.
Literally, sometimes I'm thinking, I might call my child Alicia. Like, she's just such a... And it's not like we're close so friends cute. It's not like that anymore. It's just like, just someone I was friends with in school, and she's just so lovely. And she looks exactly like Abby, and they have the exact same vibe. Like, just really sweet, making sure everyone's included. I was like, so when she left, I was like, oh man, that's kind of gutting. But yeah, I was nervous with that eviction. Let me say an eviction, because I thought it was two girls and two boys.
Yeah, you scared the hell out of me.
But that's why. So then when I heard it was one, I said, why is everybody stressing then?
Yeah. I as soon as I knew it was like just one of each going, I was like, that's calm. I already knew that. Dale was gonna go.
Oh, they should have got rid of Matthew then and there.
No, but Matthew was saved.
Oh, he was safe. Yeah. Okay, why was he saved?
It was Jake, Tyler, and Dale.
Okay, yeah, it had to be Dale.
Yeah, Dale was gonna go. Yeah.
Oh, had to be Dale. Yeah, I thought maybe it could have been Mary. But okay.
Yeah, it was out of Mary or Abby, isn't it? Which is a shame.
So I remember last week you was actually a bit more team Matt than I was. No. I was more team Matt than you were. You were saying, you know, that dumping was unjustified. I was like, no, he should have done it the way he did, because she was, you know, Kaz. Of course, I'm still team Kaz until the wheels fall off, but she was moving mad. However, I went on to watch Unseen Bits. Why is Matt not even talking to Kaz?
What kind of stuff was he doing? Because I think the people need to hear this. Because some people don't watch Unseen Bits. Jess. I'm one of those people, I'll be honest.
Like, he wasn't talking to her. Like, all the boys... there's a point where all the boys were talking to all the girls, blah, 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 blah. He wasn't talking to her, wasn't pulling her for chats. Then, because I noticed it as well. And I was like, before she even said anything, I noticed it. And I was like, why the hell is Matt not talking to Kaz? Like, then I thought maybe this is after the dumping. But then I was like, no. Then Kaz said to the girls... Oh, he's not he's not pulling me for chats. He's moving at a snail's pace. I can't say that word. Snail's pace.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, there's no way. After he was doing all that, oh, yeah, you sure you're going to give me your 100? That's when I started to think, Matt is a user, because what he's doing is trying to get the girl to give him 100 so he can sail through to the final. But not on my watch. Not on my watch. So after I peeped that, I was like, okay, that's not, what the hell? Like, of course Kaz must still like fancy Tyler, because of course your feelings for Tyler was going to grow fonder. So
yeah, of course she would, because Tyler was making an effort, wasn't he?
Mm. So that's, that was
like
that,
yes, he might have been with Clarice, but he was still whispering sweet nothings into her ear. So of course,
that's what made me think, nah, Matt, the editors of this show, they can really do a number on you, you know?
Yeah. I think it's really wicked, to be fair. They really made Kaz out to be some villain.
Mm-hmm.
When really and truly, we didn't see, like, the full story. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong, she still could have dealt with it better.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I feel like if people knew the extent to which Matt was falling off...
Yeah, exactly. It would be a different situation. Also... Yeah. I feel like people are quick to call Kaz evil, all this stuff, when everybody in there has had their thing, had their mess. Like,
yeah.
Liam literally came in like the World Cup, we won the World Cup, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, Jake said his girlfriend, he didn't find her attractive at the first time he saw her.
Mad.
Faye screaming at everybody. How should I go on? Tyler... moving mad. Chloe
being a snake.
There we go. Everybody's had their fair share of saying something that's a bit, do you know what I mean? But now when Kaz does it, and again, it's how, and sorry to bring race into it, but I have to. In fact, let me not apologise. This podcast is called Black Girls Living. It's when black women do anything, their reaction is mad. So Kaz has always been a favourite. So it takes one little thing like that for people to be like, yeah, I don't like her anymore. Okay, but you like Chloe, mad, because Chloe was absolutely outrageous before. And I never really get to the point where I hate a contestant. Even with Chloe, how Chloe was moving before. I remember I said, I don't think I hate her. Yeah. I don't think I do. I never get to that point. But a lot of people get to that point, and they seem to have gotten to that point quicker with Kaz. However, I've gotten to that point with Faye, and with they need Faye. To...
Yep.
Oh, wait, sorry. I did get she to that point to with go. Danny. Danny should have gone, you know, and he's left us.
Oh, yeah.
We thank God. But yeah.
But that was without saying Danny. But Faye, I'm sorry, by fire, by force. I don't care if Teddy is collateral. You are out.
ASAP.
I want her out. I want her gone.
This campaign begins today. Everybody listening to this podcast, can you delete the weather app because you're not using it? Download Love Island app, please. Can you delete...
How can you say delete the weather app?
Delete the Apple calendar because you're not using it. If you've got the Google calendar and the Apple calendar, delete it. Why do
I didn't
you...
even know Apple had a calendar as well.
Just?
I don't use my phone properly. I know I don't.
Why do you have the measurement app and not the Love Island app when we're at times like this? Get with the program and delete the apps that don't need to be used, that you don't use. Delete Google Docs. You can go on the website, go on Safari and type Google Docs. You don't need the app right now. We've got bigger problems. You don't need Snapchat in 2021. Delete it. We need to vote Faye out now, today. Black people, I'm talking to you, because you're always saying on Twitter, I don't have the app, but so and so needs to
allies,
go.
Our allies that are listening right now, please do this one thing for us and get Faye out.
Do this one favor for me. Out.
I can't believe you sang Bryson Tiller.
Nah, get her out. Out. Okay, let's talk about the movies and what she saw to have even gotten her to the position of anger. Don't provoke me to anger.
Anger.
Or else you'll be in danger. Right, let's get into the movies. So it was right after Jake's movie of him saying that he didn't find His girlfriend Liberty didn't want to rip up her clothes off at first, which, by the way, I'm not to be dramatic, I don't know if it's dramatic or not, in my opinion it's not, but other people might say so. I would dump somebody for that, you know. I said this to Jasmine, because to me, my opinion, that's you telling me you're not with me for your looks, for my looks, you're with me for sex, and you're using me for sex. Because why are we together? Okay, obviously in Love Island, you're together to win the 50K.
Yeah.
But in real life, why are we together then?
I just think it's a case of, I forgot who Liberty spoke to after that conversation, but look, Chloe actually. And Chloe actually, like, startlingly gave good advice. So Chloe was just like, you know, that's going to be something that's going to play on your head.
Of course.
Play in your head forever.
And she said, even if you don't have insecurities, that will...
Yeah, it could make you insecure, 100%. And not just that, the worst thing about it all for me was the fact that Jake didn't, like, pull her for a chat straight away.
Mm.
I was like, why did this man not, like, go up to her, not obviously immediately after the cinema challenge or whatever it's called, and be like, look, I know what you saw, but I would like to reassure you mm-hmm. that, you know, that was early days. Like, I don't think like that anymore. I think you're beautiful. He still did not say any of this stuff. He still didn't say, I find you attractive. Mm-mm. Like, I love the way you look, or I wouldn't change anything about you. Mm-mm. Like, nothing.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
I swear Liberty was the one that even had to pull him for a chat. She did, and yep. I was like,
that's right. That's
and I'm
right.
like, is this real life?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell me this man is not a villain?
But Jasmine, it is real life, because it's very much a reflection of stuff I've heard. Yes, 100%. Him saying to her, there was a point where he said to her, he was joking and he called her an idiot. Like, mm-hmm. it would be different if he was like, of course I think you're beautiful, silly. Cool.
Yeah.
But he said, I wouldn't make you my girlfriend then, idiot. And oh, I was just like, gosh. It was just a bit condescending for my liking. Because why are you not calling me Peng again? Of course, Love Island yeah. settings is different. You're with, obviously, this, you're telling me you want to get the money, the prize fund. If it was real, in real life, in a real life, you're telling me you're just with me for sex or for something else. And that, and not for me, just that, is not good.
Not just that. Just common girlfriend, you know. Just small exactly. girlfriend, you know.
What's girlfriend and boyfriend? Please move.
My eight-year-old is a girlfriend. What now? No, but seriously, what does that even
exactly.
mean?
Exactly, what does it mean?
I wouldn't make you my girlfriend. What?
Sir.
We're on a show, literally, like, where the aim of the game is to win 50K. Of course you made me your girlfriend. For what reason?
Mm-hmm.
Everything else that comes out of his mouth, or all his other actions, show otherwise. So it's like, even if he did say that comment, but, you know, he was moving like, I hate to use this example, but like Teddy is with Faye. Like, you know, being super attentive and all of that stuff. Or I would say, oh my gosh, all the people I'm thinking of are problematic. Or like Liam is to Millie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, you know, super on the case. Like,
oh no.
You know,
no, you're right, Jess, because these, even though they're all their situations are messy, they are at least putting in the work.
Yeah.
Like Liam, I don't think he put in the work as much as he should have done.
He should have.
Toby
yeah.
was doing more than Liam. So, but
yeah, he was.
Liam was still working. You know, he was working at the pyramid tonight. Yeah, yeah. He was working.
Working at the pyramid. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to listen to that afterwards now. Yeah.
But, yeah, James Drake, whatever his name was not working. He was snoozing on the job. He was sleeping yeah. on the job. And poor Liberty, from tonight's episode, we did see that it looks like she's having second thoughts. Let's go on to Miss...
Jake is the next...
Miss Anger.
I don't know. Yeah, Jake is the next one that needs to be out, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a hierarchy right now. Please, let's focus on... Jazz, don't put any more ideas than anybody said. The focus
No.
Stay focused.
What we're hoping for, in the ideal scenario... Love Island will do another one where they split the boys and girls. So will we be voting Faye out? And for the boys, we'll be voting Jake out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And this time they won't get the Islanders to save them.
Amen.
Goodbye.
I don't think they would even save Faye, you know. I think they're scared. Me too. Okay, let's talk about Faye and the madness that she was doing.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay, so what did Faye see on the TV?
She saw Teddy speaking to Clarice and saying that he's that she's what did he say, that he's tempted? Mm-hmm. I think he told the diary room that he's tempted, and that, you know, there's a sexual attraction there. He said all the girls are attractive.
And can we both agree that that girl is sexy?
Yes. I can agree that all the girls in Casa Amor were sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Every single last one of them. I can also accept that the person that I'm with or would be with would find other people attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That is normal.
Particularly on Love Island.
Yes.
Ah.
Particularly.
Especially at Casa Amor. Can you imagine? No. Sorry. I had to watch it back. And I was like, okay, he was flirting small with her. Yep, he was. However, is Faye the type of somebody you can even say, by the way, whilst I was at Casa Amor, I was flirting? Because she would have done the same that she was doing the other day. It would have been the same wahala.
Yeah.
The thing is,
I feel like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not saying that Faye doesn't deserve to be upset, but just like, because I think this is what Teddy was trying to say when she was yelling her lungs away, is that I just want her to be able to say to me, this is why I'm upset.
Yep.
Like, if she just said to him, like, look, I'm not happy because obviously you didn't tell me that, you know. And it's a bit weird because I do think it's strange of her to say, I expect you to tell me when you find people sexually attractive.
She's mad. But I'm sorry.
I do feel like they would have had a conversation about how Casa Amor was.
Mm.
So within that conversation, I would have expected Teddy to say, you know what, for a little while, me and Clarice were talking, but, you know, it was nothing.
Okay. But
I think that's fair. I think that's reasonable.
I think that's fair, but I don't think it's the end of the world. Like,
it's not.
If he had acted on it, if they had kissed, if he had grabbed her bum, if their toes touched, tell me, please. Don't make me look like a dickhead. Please, I'm begging you.
Mm.
The fact that it didn't go more than that, he pied her. And she put...
Yeah, that's why she even went on to Tyler.
So, because she's even somebody with some smarts, she said, okay, you don't want me, but I need to enter the villa because I need to up the Instagram. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Even... Okay. Where I think it's more of a case of, okay, Teddy's done what he's done now. He's not said it now. We have to move past this. Mm. Is that kind of reaction okay?
Absolutely not.
How did you feel watching that?
You know, I genuinely got tears in my eyes.
Mm.
Like, it genuinely nearly brought me to tears. Just because I was thinking, like, I would say, like, in the first 15 minutes, I was like, rah, this is, you know, it's drama. Like, you know, a bit of action here. But when it continued, I was just like, is she sick?
Yep, very, like, uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable.
It was horrible. Mm. And the fact that he, like, it was worse that he was literally, like, you could tell he didn't know what to do in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was with his boys, like, trying to give her space. She was shouting across to him, or about him, at least. She was shouting for everyone to hear.
Mm-mm.
Then, you know, he left. So he actually went inside the house, left her outside. She's still shouting.
Hmm.
Then he's like, you know what? Let me come outside and try to speak to her. Like, can I talk to you now? She's shouting again.
She's shouting
calling
again.
Him a stupid prick.
Hmm.
I'm like, is this?
Hmm.
And do you know the thing I'm most disappointed about? I'm most disappointed that ITV didn't make this a teachable moment. I feel like this was a perfect opportunity. Like, if they were going to show this content,
yeah,
I think it was a perfect opportunity to say, actually, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or not. This kind of behavior is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And remove her.
Yep.
That's what ASAP. They should have done.
ASAP.
But instead, they're trying to do story arc.
Mm.
I'm like, get them the fuck out. I'm sorry. I don't.
No,
I didn't want to cuss Teddy. I didn't want to. But I'm like, get that man out of my face. The fact that he's there having sex with her 24 I'm hours so after her apology, her delayed apology.
Rate yourself. But,
I'm like, even her apology, it sounded like a script. I'm like, do you not have sense?
No. When I told you, no fucking manners. As in, simple coffee they said to go and make, you are now shouting. She's like
horrible. Not groveling. I'm like, can you get the fuck? I'm sorry. I want her out of the house. Like, I don't know how else to say it.
No,
I want her gone. I want her gone now.
She's giving horrid Henry. No. And the thing is, I was like, let me see.
How can you say horrid Henry?
Am I wrong? I went to go and see what people really, and when I say people, I don't mean my immediate timeline. I want to see what the public says. I want to see.
And it was horrific.
And it was shocking. One woman with a massive platform said, women's anger is being policed. Women can't be vocal without it being policed. Women like Faye wasn't even shouting. Okay, I had to watch it back, looked at the subtitles, said Faye was shouting. Okay, yeah, so what is the truth?
Love Island itself said Faye was shouting.
So what is the truth? It's the white feminism that wants to do this thing of women can do whatever they want, even if it's borderline abusive. Even if, well, some people are actually classing as abuse. So even if it goes to borderline, let's state the facts.
That was verbal abuse.
Okay,
let's be honest. I'm actually going to look up the definition of verbal abuse.
If anything, it's absolutely unacceptable to talk to anybody like that. Child, adult, loved one. And imagine talking to someone like that at work. Are they letting you back in the building? Okay. Okay.
So the meaning of verbal abuse is when someone repeatedly uses words to demean, frighten, or control someone. Hmm. So what was Faye doing?
Well, and also there was I saw a lot of people being like, I have the same anger issues as Faye. By the way, this is not cute. No, it's not cute. This is not a personality thing of, oh my God, I really hate people. Oh my God, you know me, I'm like, you know, weird, I'm a loser. Guys, this is not cute. I'm going to tell you today. Go and do something about it.
Get some help,
Really, really put self-love into yourself and really talk to somebody about it. It's not cute, it's not fun, it's not nice. I saw a lot of people saying, why didn't the girl speak up? I told Jasmine, I said one time, I tried to intervene when I know somebody that was like Faye who was shutting their head off like a crazy person. And hello? I tried to intervene. Did I not get hit?
Yes.
No, guys, you have to be careful. That's why I said people are pressuring the girls to intervene with Faye. Please, with somebody like that who was going off at Dell, going off at Matt, who knows what the other girls would have experienced? Who knows? And I feel like Chloe wanted to say something, but was hit with the Faye just said, what? And then Chloe said, oh, your comebacks are really funny, you know? That's not what she wanted to say. She wanted to check her friend, but her friend was ready to bite her head off.
Yeah, she was frightened.
They need to remove safeguarding for the other contestants as well as Teddy. Is it safe to be around somebody? It's not safe. It's not safe at all.
Yeah. And genuinely, I genuinely think that that's why as well, so many women are saying, oh, you know, what Faye's just this, or she's misunderstood. I feel, and I'm sorry to say this, but I feel like you have also exhibited similar behaviours, and that is why you are apologising for Faye's behaviour. I feel like you've seen your behaviour on screen, and instead of facing it and being like, wow, what I did then or whenever, or my actions have been before abusive, you're there saying what Faye did was okay. Mm. What Faye did was not okay.
In any shape. And I see a lot of people being like, she's got trust issues, she was hurt in the past. Who?
Everyone.
Who?
Everyone has been hurt in the past.
Who the fuck has not? Even at this point, the question is now, who has not?
Yeah.
Who has not? No, I'm so sorry. I hate when people have anger issues to that degree and try to justify it and try to be cute. And the thing is, I try my best to reason and understand where these people are coming from. But sometimes you have to reason with yourself. How can you let yourself, how can it get to that degree and you're coming to be cute and you're saying, oh, by the way, I'm so sorry for how I was acting. I put on a show. That wasn't a show. That was dangerous. I felt scared watching the TV. This is not cute. Yeah. ITV producers have a duty of care for us as the viewers. I don't want to be watching that shit. That's not the kind of shit I signed up for. I signed up for escapism. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it really should have been a case of, because I believe it's happened in the past on Big Brother. Like, Big Brother's aired some really traumatic things in the past, but the person ended up being removed. So it's like, why? I don't understand, like, what the purpose of them. I can't believe that whoever viewed that. I'm sure that episode gets viewed several times before it's aired.
Yep.
And no one thought, one, we should put a trigger warning on this.
Yep.
Two, this woman needs to be removed.
ASAP. Also, I feel like they wouldn't.
And
have...
you.
Sorry,
Vic. I just wanted to say that you tweeted that Ofcom received 25,000 complaints about it.
Yep.
Why is she still there?
And Ofcom are even debating whether to investigate. That is white privilege at its peak, mountain peak. She should be gone. She should be gone. And I hate to use her if it was a man. I hate that because sometimes I even feel like this kind of abuse and this kind of disrespect is still not taken seriously when a man does it, because people still say to women, oh, you know, you're still firm it, or you know, all men are like that. This is disgusting behavior. But I do feel like a lot of people be able to pick up this is wrong if it was, and also more shockingly, if it was Teddy, a black man. And also wondered if Teddy, as a black man, kept thinking to himself, I'm a black man having a white woman shout at me. If I retaliate in any way, it could be peak for me. I wondered if that crossed his mind. I don't understand why she's there. She needs to go, but we're going to vote her out. Or at least we're going to let her know that this behaviour is not good. And by doing that, it means that she's going to find herself in the bottom, because I need her to know that we saw what you did. Also, I saw a lot of people being like, oh, but the editing, you know, it might be edited to that way.
You can't edit that. Or that cannot be edited.
Okay.
And do you know how I know it's not editing? Mm. Everyone else in the house was experiencing it and said the same thing.
Yep.
Also, it was not edited.
If it was edited, why is it 40 minutes of shouting? Also, if it even Jazz, it was a long segment. Also, and people said, oh, the producers provoked her, they provoked her. What provoking are you provoking that she's shouting like that? No, and you even have to remind yourself, I'm even on nationality TV. How can I say nationality?
How can you say nationality?
I'm even on national TV. As in, I'm on TV, as in, this is the most aired show, and I'm coming to shout. Like, as if you forgot that the TV is, you think it's cute. People are doing the cute. Even we said it before, like, before we knew that she was like this, we said, oh, you know, a fiery girl with a chilled guy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't expect this. Also, I need to find that tweet that I sent you, Jazz. I need to find that tweet.
Which one?
About the how black men, some black men anyways, won't like black girls because we're fiery. Because we're aggressive and we're loud.
Yes.
But when it comes to white women like Faye, they're okay with that kind of fieriness, because it's fiery, it's cute, it's hot. It's okay.
Yep. 1,000,000%. Yep. And it's like, I always feel frustrated about these kind of situations, because it's like, I almost feel like when we say these kind of things, we're seen as liars.
But what I want to say is, like, but what I want to say, oh, sorry, Jess. Yeah, but what sorry. I want to say
no,
is,
no, no,
even though we know the Teddy T, and the alleged T, right? Still don't want to say that that's Teddy, but that tweet was a reflection of a lot of people.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And it was just so poignant and like, yes, yes, because that behavior, you can accept that. But if Kaz was angry, because when Kaz was talking to Tyler, somebody, who was it from Love Island a few seasons ago that was shouting 2 days?
Oh, yeah. Anna.
Was saying that Kaz shouldn't have shouted. So you see.
No, even worse, Tyler didn't deserve to be screamed at by Kaz.
Okay. So you see how the dynamic is changed when it's a black woman. Sorry to cut you, Jazz.
No, it's okay. Yeah. 100% agree. If Kaz was, let's say in some fairy world, Kaz and Teddy were together and Kaz reacted that way, I'm sorry. I even think ITV would have removed her.
Oh, ASAP. ASAP Rocky.
ASAP. And yeah, today I was so angry. I'm pissed. Like she's actually ruining the show for me, yeah. Because today they're talking about graduating. Even that whole situation is pissing me off.
The fact Teddy allowed her to graduate.
Yes.
Everybody's mad.
Yes, exactly. The fact that Faye was happy and smiling and laughing and planning to graduate with the rest of them.
No,
I was like,
no, Jess,
this girl has not experienced punishment before, clearly.
No. Jess, you're not smart. The fact that she graduated the same time as Libby and Millie. Do you know how long they've been in
and
relationships?
Chloe.
And Chloe. Do you know how long these lot have been in relationships? And you graduated at the same time.
After your wahala last week. Mad.
Teddy.
The only thing, I pray that Faye goes. But two, if that doesn't happen anytime soon, because obviously it's the boys next to pick, Teddy's going to pick Faye. But if that
Teddy's going
happen,
home then.
I pray.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. No. He has to go home. He has to. But if that doesn't happen, but I know that people are going to vote for Teddy because they're going to think, oh, he was sweet, he was this, he was that.
No, sorry, we have to go. You have to go home. Your time is done.
I pray at the very least that they bring family members in or parents in or whatever. And I really pray that Teddy's family members say, this girl, absolutely not.
Also.
And if they don't say that, I'm sorry. I you know what? No comment.
not to be rude. No, let me not say that. I have a feeling that they might not. One thing I want to say is, I'm worried for Faye's mental health when she leaves that villa. And this is why I feel like the producers are doing a poor job of safeguarding these people. Why would you let somebody scream the way they've screamed? How do you think it's going to go down on the outside world? No, I'm being so serious. How do you think that screaming is going to go down on the outside world? It's not safe for her. I'm being so serious.
Vicky is.
They've had to turn off the comments on her Instagram.
Turned off her comments.
Jazz, imagine what people must have been saying. That's what I'm saying. No, what kind of safeguarding is this? Yeah,
no, but genuinely, I genuinely feel like she's got white women behind her. Genuinely.
No, she does. She does.
Like, I even think that white men will see it as, you know what, she's just fiery. Just like you said, I feel like people are just not deep in the actual. Don't get me wrong, it's not everyone. I feel like there are a lot of people that do think that what Faye did was
25,000 reports wrong. Shows, yeah.
But I just don't think enough think it's wrong for her to be in any sort of issue when she gets out. She's gonna be booked and busy still.
No, sorry. Bear brands, especially mental health brands. I'm gonna look at you sideways because that display of emotion or that display of what she was doing was not cute at all. It's not. But so Teddy's family, okay, on Unseen Bits, Teddy was dancing because, you know, he was picking up a dress for Faye. He was like, oh, wear this one, you can move in it. And then Faye was like getting angry again. I said, if I didn't see the outbreak that she did before, I'd probably say this is her quote-unquote fieriness that she thinks is cute. And she was like, no, I don't want to wear that one because I can't dance. Also, I don't like people that shout all the time.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't like that kind of because why are you angry? Like you know those people we have to ask them, why are you angry? And they go, oh, okay, I'm not really angry. Okay, then shut up. So then Teddy said, oh yeah, you can move in this. And then he even wiggled his hips. He's like, I can dance. And he looked, when he was doing, I said, oh, Teddy, you're fine. Like, you know, this is hot. This is cute. She was getting angry. She was like, stop dancing. You can't dance. You're an uncle. I said, ah.
I'm sorry.
I said, ah. But Jasmine.
You know what? I don't. I feel like.
She hates
when
him.
When I finish this podcast, I feel like people are going to hate me. Because why the fuck is Faye calling Teddy an uncle?
Well, do you know why?
I'm sorry.
Do you know why?
That should not be leaving her lips.
Do you know why?
Because that should not,
do you know why?
Be leaving her lips.
At all. But but you know some people, when they get with a black person, they feel like they've earned the right to say certain things. But do you know why? Mm. Do you know why? Because the lads are calling him an uncle because of that shoe, the sandal. Which I don't see a problem with. Why on earth should he wear that Lego brick shoe in the 38 degree heat? Mm. He should be wearing Alexander McQueen, and that's what's going to make you lot happy. Let him free the toes. Let him free his toes. I don't understand. He's on holiday.
I actually think the guys look good in their sandals.
He looks nice.
I like it.
So yeah, like the lads are calling him uncle. I predict it's the black boys that are calling him uncle. Anyways,
Toby.
Yes.
It's Toby, isn't it?
Nigerian boy.
Let's be real.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Toby.
Okay. So that's why she's taking it. And she doesn't like the sandals either. I'm sure she's burnt it by now. Right. On Teddy's Instagram, they showed that clip of him dancing, but they edited out Faye getting angry. I don't know if that was to safeguard Faye, the comments, from being aggressive to or abusive to Faye, or to maybe paint this image that Teddy and Faye are all right. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens when a family come in.
Yeah. I really need them to represent properly.
Also,
because if I saw my family member being shouted at like that, there's nothing you could tell me.
I'm not even being dramatic. I wouldn't even leave my kids with you, because who knows how you shout? You now pull my child and you say, "You took the sweet." You just no. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Nobody can shout at anybody I know like that. And I won't call the police.
Yeah,
no. Okay. So Kaz was at the bottom too. Okay, this is another thing that pissed me off, the producers. Kaz was at the bottom too after the Matt shit show. That annoyed me because they timed it.
Yeah.
And they so what they did is they made us vote. No, they showed Kaz doing whatever she was doing with Matt. That whole thing happened. They made us vote. The next day, they showed Faye going crazy. Why did you not show us Faye going mad before? We would have voted. Faye would have been in the bottom. She might have gone home, but she would have known never to do that shit again.
Yeah.
But knowing Faye, because this is what she does all the time, she cries. Like, she was crying to Jake. Oh, what I saw on that TV thing, what you did really, really hurt me. You keep saying you're my sister. You keep saying that I'm your sister. Mm-hmm. Do you know men? Is that your problem right now?
Oh, gosh.
I was even cussing. I think I messaged you. I was cussing her in Yoruba. I was vexed. Okay, so Kaz was in the bottom two, and then people blamed verified black Twitter.
Yeah.
And that made me scream.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Vic caught some heat today. It was, I mean, not today, but this week. It was unwarranted, but Vic was collateral for whatever reason.
I was like, now why am I in it? But yeah, they were saying that black people on Twitter with verified ticks were the ones encouraging people to vote Kaz out. Not me, boy. As you guys know...
Anyone that listens to this pod knows that that's not the case. So
one thing about me, with black women on Love Island, I'm a be biased.
I'm 100% biased.
I'm a be biased.
There's a lot Kaz would have to do for me to be like... Kaz would have to be shouting like Faye. And I'll be like, nah.
No, but it's like, yeah, I'm going to hold you accountable, but I'm not voting you out because I need you to at least get to the final to get your Instagram bag ready. That bag has to be heavy for you. You need it to be, you know, a bag that you can't carry. I need that for you. I'm not, do you know what I mean? But one thing I will say is I wouldn't, like with the Matt situation, I wasn't like, oh, fuck Kaz, get Kaz out, blah, 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 because I know what that means. That means people, sometimes you can't be naive to your influence. Sometimes you can never. And also it may mean that it's going to encourage people to be racist, which people are being, which is awful. And it does sometimes mean, oh, I can't say my own opinion, I can't be objective, I have to be biased. For black people, sometimes you gotta have to be, Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially for black women, because on that show, it's peak out here. It's so peak for us. But it wasn't. It wasn't a big issue. It was actually fun. It was actually funny for me. And a lot of people were like riding for me, which was really cute. And like saying that I would never. I don't even know what was it they were saying, dragging cars or whatnot. I don't even know what the correct the actual words were, but I found it funny because I was like, me? Nah. Because it's actually my sister. She was born on the 27th of October. I was born on the 28th. So
was she?
Scorpio gang.
Oh, OVO gang.
Yeah, we in the building.
Yeah, I do. Don't get me wrong. Like, whilst I'm biased, I do also wish that we had that freedom to kind of be like, just speak and believe whatever we want freely.
Yeah. But
I feel like with some people, I feel like when they did see certain accounts tweeting certain stuff, they took that as almost like, yeah, let's run with this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And let's get Kaz out.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes some people, you might tweet one thing, Kaz really annoyed me. Then people think, because some people don't think for themselves. They think, oh, so-and-so hates Kaz. I hate Kaz too. Let me keep. That's why I have an agenda right now. Yes, that's right, guys. I'm running an agenda. Go onto my profile. You just see loads of Kaz and Tyler pictures because I want them to win or at least get to the final so their bags are heavy.
Yeah, and I think everyone that's listening now, also shine your eyes. Kyla are not getting TV time. They're not getting the airtime. And Hugo and Georgia have come out. And they have said that they have the strongest chemistry.
Oof.
Now, you do the maths. You do the maths. Why are we not seeing their strong connection, their chemistry on the screen right now?
Let me do some maths. So,
but we're seeing foolishness. We're seeing them talking about NVQs and graduating. Fuck off. Hold on. Okay. I'm getting really passionate today. Do you know why? Because I'm thinking of all the reasons why I could not last in Love Island. I think about, okay, let's say I managed to get through the looks assessment and the psychology.
What do you mean looks? Why did you say like
which
that?
I don't think I could. But you're let's paying. Say let's say you're let's say, thank you, Vic. You're a blessing. But let's say I could get with that. I saw a tweet the other day that said people would think I'm miserable because I'll be getting vexed that people are on my bed with their outside clothes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I'd be vexed, that you're putting your suitcase on my bed. I'd be vexed that you're coming to me first thing in the morning hugging me and you haven't brushed your teeth.
You haven't brushed. You're talking of NVQ. You've not brushed. Jesus Christ. Pussy breath and dick breath. You've not brushed. You've not brushed your mouth. And you're coming to tell me I passed exam. Have you brushed your tongue? Fuck.
And I'll be vexed that we're talking about sex in cold. I'll be like, yeah, I got fingered last night. Why am I telling people, I'm on NV... I don't even know what that is. What's an NVQ?
Do you know as well, yeah?
But you want me to be talking in this speak?
Do you know what, Jasmine? I swear to God, I'd be so bad on Love Island. Because sometimes when people... Like, when I was younger and people... Like, if I don't really rate your man yet and you're like, oh, yeah, we had sex or we fingered... I'm just looking at you like...
That's how I'd be as well. Even when they do the whole thing, like when you're kissing and they start cheering, I will be vexed.
Nah, if I saw
like, I'll be like, can you shut up?
If I saw Teddy and Faye get back together, you know how everybody was jumping in that pool. I'll just say, anyways,
the side eye, I'll do.
They'll put me out. I'll be like, your hair, son.
Because... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't last. I wouldn't last. They would absolutely think I'm bad vibes.
I was gonna say something. Okay, so I remember last year this happened again with Leanne and Mike. They didn't have much screen time and they had really cute moments. They didn't have much screen time. Then the same happened again with Priscilla and Mike. And I was wondering, like, why do I have to guess? But it's sad that is happening. Also, obviously, if you have sense, you know why. But some people aren't clocking on and they're saying, see, I haven't seen Tyler and Kaz at all together. So that means they're not, Tyler's they don't really
using
like
Kaz.
It.
Yeah.
Also, another thing, can we stop saying that I don't think Tyler fancies Kaz? Because sometimes I feel like some people say it like, how can you fancy a dark skinned woman? I can't lie. That's what is going through my mind. when people say that, like it's virtually impossible. Confirmation from talks with Ash. Shout out to her. I really like her show, her Clubhouse chat. She said that Tyler's ex wasn't like official girlfriend. It was just like a situationship, whatnot. She said, "I'm a black woman, and we and Tyler were off and on, or not off and on. Sorry, were dealing. How long did she say it was for? I think she said since 2018." And that's a black woman.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I don't know what more you lot need. I hate seeing it like, oh, I don't really think he likes her. Or like, as if it's like, as if it's impossible for someone to find her attractive. She's paying full stop at the end of it. It's always questioned when it's a dark skinned woman. I never see that. Like with Clarice, I never saw the, does he like her?
Yeah,
I saw it towards when he got back to, oh my god, fuck off Siri. God, it literally just said in my ear, that's not nice. Bear me one, just. Oh my god, Siri thought I was talking to it and it started saying that's not nice, which is so random. Jesus.
Oh, technology is
so weird. But no one was questioning, oh, does Tyler like Clarice? Because it's almost like she's a quote unquote peng lighty, which I hate that term, and I know some light skinned women hate it too. But you lot automatically think, of course he's gonna like her. It's the colorism again, hitting you in the face. You lot are not, you're not, be wise. Also, we spoke last week about exams and dissertations regarding Clarice. It seems that Jazz is right.
I didn't expect you to say it like that.
Let me find what was said. Or can you find it, Jazz? Do you remember the words that were said from Clarice?
I'll see if I can find it, because it was very interesting, but it gave us more sources to add to our dissertation.
This was nearly complete.
Yeah, dissertation. I think someone even said the disso is complete.
Yes, I love that tweet.
This week has been a bit mad.
Have you found it, or shall I find it?
No. If you can find it, I'm still looking. So whoever finds it,
what
first,
was it that she said? Clarice Kaz. What was it that she said? She came out and she said, "Okay."
She said, "In the real world."
Okay, there we go. Okay, Love Island's Clarice says she knows Tyler would pick her over Kaz. Okay, let's stop that headline right there. Why the fuck are you out of the villa and Kaz is still there? What picking are you referring to then? No, but somebody have to tell you, like your manager should say, I don't think you should say that one because it's not making sense. She goes on to say, she branded Tyler as fake. And she says, Clarice revealed Tyler had told her that he was putting Kaz in a box and it's away. He kept saying he wanted to share a bed with me. Okay. In the real world, and without even trying to sound petty or anything, I know he would have been with me. Why? Why did you say that? Why?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I can see how comfortable he is with me. It was just natural. I feel like he's a bit fake. I'm disappointed in him. And then she said, I can't really see him. If you meet up, okay, would you meet up with him in the outside world? There's nothing really to say. Okay.
Okay. Can I also add in another piece of evidence that I think will get me the first?
Go on.
In the disso.
Go on.
Right. So the basis of Clarice's theorems is that Tyler did not mention anything about Kaz while he was in Castor Amor. However, Salma, our beautiful Salma, has come out and said that while she was in the villa, while she was in Castor Amor, rather, she tried to move to Tyler. And he kept doing what, Vic?
Bringing up Kaz. As he rightly also, why the hell are you not showing the producers are awful? Why didn't they show us this?
And it's not nice.
Do you know what I think?
I think they need to start running a live stream of Love Island. I know they want it all to be manufactured and perfected, but just run a little stream in Love Island.
Because I watched the Love Island talk with the Shade Room one, Shade Brother, sorry, with Esther. Yeah. And Esther from Backchat with Salma and Mehdi. And Salma was, I was like, oh, okay, so she is funny. She does have opinions. You could definitely, like, I was thinking, oh, maybe she's got that Instagram person, like, there's nothing there sort of thing. Not to be rude, but it's kind of like, I
don't need to do much.
Yes. But I don't really think she does. And I feel like, I strongly feel like, she probably thought that was showed on the TV of her getting pied. And she was like, I'm not getting another pie. Because why the fuck am I going to go from pie to pie? Am I Hugo? Actually, Hugo didn't even get pie, did he? Well, only once. Then Clarice kept saying he never mentioned Kaz. But on the TV, I remember on Casa More, he said, oh, you know, my head's with Kaz. Or I'm thinking of Kaz. So, and also another thing, when Clarice talks about Kaz on her Instagram stories, she never mentions her name. I could be reaching for a star with that.
Reaching for a star.
I could be, but it just...
But it is peculiar.
So it does make you think, do you think you're better than Kaz? And why?
And if you do, why is that?
Why?
Sorry, my voice is breaking. Why is that? It's giving ist.
No, because the thing... the ist. Because... We know why you went. Oh, come on. All of us, I'm going to pretend I'm an islander. We all went on there for the bag. So now you've even, you know, Hugo came, she's not a good example. Let me think. Hugo, no, that's not a good example. Let me think.
There's no good examples.
Actually, there's good, Brad, Lucinda, Aaron, everybody came out. They said, oh yeah. You know, Brad said, you know, Lucinda's in there. He's with Aaron. What can I do? Sad face. Oh my God, look at me. Pity me. Clarice is the only one coming out with bad girl attitude. Oh, why am I here? I'm thinking, sis, it's even a game. You're here for the bag, Abby. I think she's upset that the Instagram followers did not go up enough. And I'm set for you, sis. It didn't go up enough. Wasted trip.
Do you know what? I don't even think it's about the followers. I think she just has an issue with the fact that she wasn't picked.
It's burning her.
Yeah. That's what it was. I feel like...
Even to the degree that you can't even show... You can't even firm it and show face. Yeah. That means that is doing you. And good.
For real.
Good.
For real.
Let it continue. Right. Let's talk about this episode, today's episode
with
Priya and Brett. What do we think of the new boy Brett?
No comment.
Do you know what? Everybody's talking about his looks, saying, you know, da da da, red tete, and Lord Farquhar, blah blah blah. I feel like he's not giving Love Island. He's giving The Crown. Or he's giving a victory. And not even disrespecting him. Like, when I found out that he was a model and I looked at his Insta, I said, yeah, this is making sense.
Yeah, for me, it's not his looks. It's just, I don't...
Even, yeah, his mannerisms.
I'm not feeling his vibe and I'm also not feeling Priya's vibes.
But let him defrost. But Priya, let's get on to her. You know, I feel like Love Island said, there's your bloody representation. We saw your tweets. You want some Desi representation, some Indian representation in there. And they said, yep, there we go. However, I've been peeping some of my South Asian friends and seeing their tweets. One said, let me find it. Priya is so cringe. Is she the only Indian representation that they could find? With only in caps. So she really said, is she the only? Another said, I'm so
ashamed. And I really want to tweet her and say, sis, she's not, she's not you, like, she's not, like, please don't feel like she's representation, can't speak, repping the whole of India and her whole back. Like, we know that she's her own person. Like, she has her, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't look at when Teddy is doing whatever he's doing. And, like, for example, a lot of Nigerian boys are saying Teddy's not Nigerian. I mean, he is,
oh,
but
really?
Because of the way he's acting, like, yeah. Nigerian boys don't do that. A Nigerian boy, yeah, would actually not fight back, would actually, no, they would actually, that Faye, she would continue to scream because he would have walked out the house.
Yeah. Quite rightly as well.
But yeah, Priya, I think she's very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. I think she's stunning.
She's stunning.
Don't like her contacts, though. Don't like them. It's creeping me out a little bit. It's giving...
Oh, are they contacts? I was staring at her eyes. I was like,
yeah, I
think
I'm
in awe.
Do you know why I think they're contacts? Because I used to go to school with someone who used to wear those contacts every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I can tell. Okay. Yeah, I think so. I could be... If they're not, then I apologise. But I think they might be contacts. Yeah. Stunning girl, really, really pretty. Like, sometimes I'm like, rah, like, she's gorgeous. Like, however, she's given middle class, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't think middle class does well on this show. Look at Chugs. Middle class don't do well on the show.
I think it can do well as long as you, like, accept how other people are. Like, forgive me if I'm wrong, but oh, what's the couple that actually married and they have a baby now?
Huh? Wait, Jasmine, pause. Camilla. Pause. Jasmine, please, Camilla. Can you pause 1 second? So there's a Love Island poll right now.
Yeah.
And it says the most annoying couple. Why the fuck is Kaz and Tyler at the start?
That doesn't make sense.
With 29%. Faye and Teddy second with 18%.
I'm sorry, that's racism. That's anti-black.
Hey! Where are you 25,000 people that complained? Oh my God, we need a revelation. We need a revolution. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me see if I can...
Don't worry.
No, I'm worried. Because I'm about to lose my job. Sorry, no, that was a... No, but onto Priya. I do want to thank Priya, though. Thank you for evicting Matthew. Because he really thought that he could sail to the final. I don't even know if Matthew really liked Priya. I think he said, because he's saying, she's my type. Okay, but you said that about Kaz. So what, and this is an Indian girl, this is a black girl. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It wasn't that he said, she's my type. I think he said, she's my type to a T. So I said, what do you mean? You want to sail to the final. And it felt like he wasn't allowing her to breathe. Every single moment.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was even putting his hand on her leg. I said, Matthew, this is day one. Calm down. He was like, yeah, this conversation's going really well. I said, ha, this guy wants to touch that money, but you're not touching it, sir. You're out.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't acting like that with Kaz, was he?
Hmm.
Was he, lads?
Hmm. Okay, but Priya has also... Sis. So she's a trainee... She's a student doctor, right? So
yeah,
and during the pandemic, I commissioned an article by a student doctor to talk about how they're dealing with the pandemic, and they hated it, like hate the government, hated everything, like they just hated it. Like you could, yeah. But rightly so, because you're having people clap for you, you're not getting a pay rise. The nurses that are working for you are not getting pay rises. So then to hear someone...
And they're working awful shifts as well.
And then to hear somebody...
Literally like 18-hour shifts, yeah.
Hear a student doctor say that they fancy Boris. Okay, you people that think you're cute and have your politician faves and that you fancy, you all say Rishi. I'm so sorry. I can't get over the fact that he works for the party he works for. So, do you know what I mean? But that's who people say. They say Rishi. And for me, all I can say is, okay, maybe it's because he's younger than the rest of them.
Yeah.
But you decided to say Boris.
And this is what you said to enter Love Island as well.
That's why they picked it, because they said this girl is interesting. And on top of that, you're following Priti Patel on Instagram alongside Boris. And I said, let me...
Who follows any of the MPs on Instagram? Even my babes, Jeremy Corbyn, I don't follow him on Instagram.
So?
What's that about?
So, Jasmine, I said, maybe she just follows all the politicians to get the news. I don't know what she... Like, sometimes it might be that she just follows. So I've tapped in GC. I've tapped in Nicola. I typed in some other names. I said, they're not coming up. I said, okay. Well, I just have to see what she's like when she enters, I suppose. But it's a funny juxtaposition to be a student doctor, which I don't know if she worked in a pandemic, to I don't know. It's just like, how? How?
Yeah, it's very mad.
It is a mad paradox.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would call it, a paradox. It's very, very mad.
Yeah, she was saying some interesting things today. She was saying that she was getting happy that he called her great. Brett called her great. And I was like, sis, you're even stunning. Like, this can't be. I was like, no. This cannot be what is exciting you. I was like, okay, let me just pause. Let's see how she gets on. Then she said that her ideal first date is running. I said, what the fuck? What? Then I wondered if anything crossed her mind when Brett said, they said, what's your type? And it was the first time we actually heard race come into it. And he said, well, apart from when Hugo was shook as fuck that Shannon's, was it Shannon or Sharon? I always get confused. That
Shannon
said, fillers like racism, blah, blah, blah. Not quote for quote, but short of it. Brett said, oh yeah, I've dated an Indian girl and I've dated a, what did he say? Did he say Mediterranean? Or Spanish?
I can't remember.
But he said Indian. And Sissy's teeth were out. No, I could feel Sissy's teeth outside of her mouth. And I thought, I don't know about y'all, but with me, I think, because why have you not complimented the other girls? You're always saying me, and now you like Indian girls. Do you have a fetish? He might not, but it'll be at the back of my head.
Yeah.
It'll be in the back of my head like,
Yeah, I get you. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm not feeling... You know me anyway. Like, I'm very much a person that I live on vibes.
Mm.
Like, I don't judge people, but I guess I kind of do. Like, if I don't feel your energy or your spirit, then I just don't like you. That's how I was with Hugo. And for me, I feel like he's proven me correct. With Priya, I'm not feeling her vibe, her energy. And I'm equally ecstatic for the day when she will be evicted.
I'm finished.
Same with Brett. I'm glad Matthew's gone as well. Now I'm waiting for Faye and Jake as well.
He's absolutely done. But yeah,
I have a whole list.
She's giving conservative through and through, like not the party, but well, yeah. but more so,
yeah,
more so like she was making Matthew yawn for the pec, the
pull-ups in it
for the pec.
Yes, the pull-ups.
I said sis,
and I was like, I was like, this is clearly somebody who doesn't understand how hard pull-ups are. And you said 20.
Gosh.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. She was, and they had a peck. And when Matthew went to go and tell the lads, I was thinking, Jake better say to him, you need to get in there and get some action. Because a peck is not enough. Because a peck. A peck. No, I'm so sorry. I feel like Jake has given Kaz a peck. That peck. No, I'm so sorry. I couldn't believe it.
Jake and Kaz even lips. Oh, which yeah. Is a bit mad. That was a bit mad, I'll be honest. Yeah, no. That was a bit mad.
That was very mad. That was very mad. Righty. There was one more thing I wanted to say. So I think I mentioned before how in Love Island America, when they had two black girls at the same time, they were able to talk about the fact that they're black women and how dating can be hard. And
yeah.
Or just not even just hard, but, you know, the difficulties that they face. Shannon said that there was Shannon, who was in Love Island, who was coupled up with Hugo, if you guys remember. She said that there were conversations about race that weren't aired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. Oh, man. I keep calling her Shannon. It's Sharon, Vic. You're not bad.
Oh, all this time, you know, I've been thinking that you were talking about Shannon.
Sorry. No.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
So I'm talking about Sharon. And let me see if I can find it. Did she? No, I'm going to have to Google it. Okay, here we go. So it says, Love Island Sharon says race talks were cut out from the show. See, this UK, they're not ready. They're not ready. And I trust Sharon to say it because Sharon is very, you can tell that she's forward with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she said, I do remember one part of the show that I never got to air was Kaz and I sat at the swings with some lads. Okay, I wonder who the lads were. And explained how hard it was to date in a modern dating world using dating apps as an ethnic minority woman. Kaz and I come from those ethnicities that are hyper-sexualized in modern dating. I would have loved that conversation. Because what is Sharon's ethnicity again? She's, she's East Asian, isn't she, I think?
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, there's that awful stereotype that East Asian girls, this stereotype are submissive or whatever that stupid.
Yeah.
I would have loved them to have that comment. Do they not think we're ready for it? These ITV are so ashamed. I'm so ashamed. You're too scared. Man up.
Yeah,
no. And she goes on to say, actually, it would have done a lot of good to air that conversation because I feel like a lot of women from different races have the same problem. For me, especially, I'm wondering, am I the single one out? Am I the only one in it? Has anyone experienced this, or am I targeted? So Sharon admitted she struggled to find love in the villa due to lack of diversity. The producers are meant to match people. With Hugo, his type is blonde, and there's a lots of blondes in the villa. But where's my type? Sharon, I'm back on your time. I'm back on your side, sis. I'm team Sharon because. Okay. Wait. Sharon called the show out for unaired scenes. She reveals she came out about her sexuality on the villa, but that clip didn't make the air. Why are you showing us, shouting and Priya telling us she likes to run when you could be showing us conversations that are better? You two, you love to do Love Island. This is the most diverse. Okay, then show us the diverse conversations then.
Show us.
Why are you scared?
And it's so mad because of the generation, especially that watches Love Island, like those kind of conversations could do so much. Like, it's insane how much they're missing a trip.
But
it's actually very disappointing.
But they're not here. They don't have the mindset of let's educate these folks, or do you know what I mean? Just they don't care for all that.
It's all about what's marketable.
Definitely. And also in America, so they have a girl on there. She is what, in her words, Shah, she says she's curvy. I need to look at her again because to me she looks like the rest of the other girls. Let me look at I'm not gonna be able to find it, I can't remember her name. But I feel like in America, Love Island, they're more what's the word? I don't know what the word is. Not sensitive, but proactive. And they get it. So they did their challenge. You know how we have our challenge of the tweets? One of the tweets said, this girl's body... Let me put it in how I say it. This girl's body bangs and she's working it like mad. So and they revealed it and the guy even picked the wrong name. But it turns out to be the girl who says she's got the curves. So the girl, they had a conversation after her and the girls had a conversation. She said, listen, I can't believe that tweet was for me because I feel happy that tweet was for me because... And I was like, sis, why? Then she wanted to say, because I was like, this girl is vain. Then she said, because I'm curvy and I feel like compared to you lot,
I might have stood out, or maybe people may not have, you know, I've been through my life, you know, people making comments when I gained weight, blah, blah, blah. And obviously,
yeah,
I'm not in her shoes, so I might look at her and be like, sis, I don't even... But obviously, it's different, do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
UK Love Island would they would never... They would never, ever... You know, remember that time when Shauna was getting berated for her legs?
Yeah.
They would never show a tweet of somebody saying, Shauna is beautiful, or something like that, or Shauna has given me... They would never... They would go and find one stupid tweet that says, Liberty and Jake to the final. Rubbish.
Yeah, I know. I know, so true. So shit. Like, even... Like, I was thinking as well, like, about the Teddy and Faye thing. Sorry to bring it back to them, because we spoke about them for a long time. But even during the cinema challenge, like, why did they not show Faye saying that, you know, if she took him back to the family, she doesn't think he would be accepted? Why didn't they show any of that?
Ew.
Or saying that, you know, he likes designer and I like charity clothes. Why didn't they show that?
And... moving to my investigation,
and they have Teddy begging on TV like Oliver Twist.
Not Oliver Twist.
No, but it was so, like, I'm so upset. I'm upset by everything to do with it.
Do you know what, yeah? I said it before. I'm okay with my friends hating me. I'm one of those friends that I say, please, I'm begging you, yeah? Don't provoke me to anger. No, I would actually be like, listen, that person has taken you for a ride. Like, they, no, like, no. I might even say to them, that person hates you, you know? This isn't a heat. You know, people get heated in love. No, it's not like that. This is hatred. They hate you.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get onto our favorite tweets of the week. Mine has literally been every single tweet that has been people saying that room must stink because of all the sex they're doing, because I know it must. It's funky, I know.
Yeah, very, very, very funky.
And the fact they planned it together, okay.
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I hated this episode, I'll be honest.
It was the most boring episode.
I hated it. Yeah. Yeah, I really did
not
like
why
it.
Doesn't Brett have a knob? Why is it not gone in for Mary? Are these people playing the game?
Yeah, I think they are. All of them are. Even the fact that, it's like, I always think as well, like, why do the... Like, for example, obviously it's just an example, but Aaron and Priya, why don't they ever be like, oh, like, let's couple up?
I was thinking that,
you know,
too.
What I mean? Like, the newbies never couple up together. Mm. So I'm just like, it's very forced.
Also,
very fake.
Mary and Teddy, use your brain and shine your eyes at each other because you like each other, but you're scared of Faye. Me too.
Yeah. Like you say, me too. I'm finished.
That fair that woman has put... Okay, let's talk about Aaron. We even forgot about him.
He's cute,
isn't he?
He's so handsome.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Such a handsome man.
He is.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's good vibes. I feel like he's settled in well. Like, you know, some newbies, they come in and you're like, oh, you're going to be gone. Like, I feel like he'll see it.
Yeah, he's fitting well, yeah.
He'll be there till the end. I don't think he'll make the final, but he'll be there until the end.
No, he seems funny. And I remember when he said to Millie, because when he was doing that whole breakfast thing, which I thought was cute, you know, he planned that whole breakfast. And I was like, come and see energy. Like, show her that you like her. Mary was like, this is the cutest thing someone's ever done for me, or something like that. And Millie was like, yeah, grip. And then he was like, Mills. But the fact that he shortened his name to her name's to Mills within day two shows that that fella has integrated himself. He knows the assignments. I'm here to fit in. I gotta do what I gotta do.
He did his job. Mm. Okay, so one of my favorite tweets, I sent this to you, was from Monroe. This was at the point where Teddy was basically being Oliver. Mm. And it said...
If you're supporting him...
Ah!
No, let the stuff under the house.
That video it actually reminds me of my brother so much, because I remember one time I saw him making like 5 pieces of bread and I said, nah. I said you don't pay bills. I said there's no way you don't pay bills to be doing this.
That video is
it's so rude.
I can't support it's you. Proper, like, proper I can't. Rude. There's this meme on TikTok. It's like, I can't keep defending her. I can't. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it's mad. Have you got any other favorite tweets?
Let me go through my retweets. I don't know if anyone knows Allegra from, she's from Hute Agency. And she's also from Black Femme Film, which we're going to, by the way. She said, Faye said, listen, you nignogs, I said sorry. Woo! And then another one that finished me. Let's see. Also, just so everyone gets a heads up, the Teddy Twitter page is fake. It's fake people running it.
That's all right. I've got one in the meantime. Yeah, go on. I think their name is Archie, but it's spelled ARXHIIIE. And they said, Oya Priya, since you and Matthew like adventure so much, take him and go home.
Okay. This, I tweeted that we need to get Faye up, but this is the tweet I want alongside it.
And
that's Bob Risky.
That one finished me.
That's Bob Risky. She needs to go in now. Oh, let me find it. It's because I always send them to Jazz. Rather than retweet them, which I need to start doing. Also, that song is in my head. That Justin song, Do it like it's my B-day, baby.
Like it's my B-day.
Also, if you guys are wondering, oh my God, we're not seeing enough of Kyla on TV. Follow Kyla Stans on Twitter because they are compiling all of the images and all of the videos.
Oh, bless them.
Thank you for your hard work. We appreciate it at times like this. Don't forget, guys, download the Love Island app. We've got work to do.
Yes, please. Let's get Faye and Jake out expeditiously. We can't take it anymore. Mm. Liberty will be okay on her own.
Right, we're off. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode, guys. Please tweet with us, discuss with us using the hashtag BlackGalsLiving, GALS. Living without a G. Yeah.